Person sells a field, he sells stones that are needed for the field, stones that are used to make a fence. Also, he includes the reeds of a vineyard that are there to hold up the vines. They would tie the vines onto these reeds, the Rav says. And also, grain that's still connected to the ground. Now, one may think, there's a concept of kol ha'imid liksar. It's as if we already consider it cut. Anything that stands to be cut should be considered cut and detached. Nevertheless, the Rishonim say here, the Rashba, the Rashbam, that since it's mechuber to the karka, it's part of the sale. The Ad Ramah explains because the pshat here is that the mocher obviously has it in mind, because if he didn't, he would have cut it off himself. Ves mechitzas hakonim shi pchusa mi beis rova, and also a bunch of reeds that are growing in an area that's less than a base rova. Lech HaShlom explains, because the mechitzas hakonim, these bundles of reeds, they were meant to be serving as a mechitza, but since it's less than a base rova, that shear, there's no chashivas that it's a shame by itself, and it becomes bottled to the sada, so it's included in the sada. Vesa shomera, sheina suya batit, and also a sukkah, a hut that was made for the watchman, that did not have cement or mortar hardening it, so it's not so chashiv. A carob tree that was not grafted onto another tree because it was too immature. And besul sashikma is also a small sycamore tree, also in its infant stages. At that point, they wouldn't cut the branches yet. So these things are nachoshev, and they're all considered part of the field, and they're included in the sale.